getting cash to charities so they can build affordable housing and help Kiwis locked out of rental accommodation. The supreme winner at last night's Sustainable Business Awards helps charities fund the building of new and affordable housing. Community housing providers like the Salvation Army can access funds from social investors through community finance, which works like the glue between the philanthropist and the community housing provider, building new, energy efficient and affordable homes. They call it a community-to-community model. Community Finance has co-designed 145 homes and helped some 200 people since its foundation, by our guest, 2 years ago now. It also created New Zealand's first social impact bond, which is a form of investment intended to produce good social outcomes, and they've received a fund of $100 million to help build houses around the country. Not only did Community Finance scoop the Supreme Award last night, it also came out on top in the Outstanding Collaboration category. James Palmer is Chief Executive. James, welcome and congratulations.
Kia ora. Thank you so much, Catherine. Yeah, it hasn't quite sunk in yet, but we're just so on it.
You've got a long way in 2 years. Can you just recap for us the model that you designed at the outset?
Yeah, absolutely. Long 2 years, but a lot more to go. So we established an impact investment platform. So as you were just saying, we really want to be the bridge between money, need and proven solutions. And that's all about mainstreaming impact investing, because we're in this extraordinary place as a country where we've never had more money, $248 billion of funds under management. We're seeing KiwiSaver providers rise, you know, $86 billion they already control. And yet, you know, starkly and in comparison, we have a housing crisis that just keeps rising too. And we need to get that money as an impact investment to those charities, as you said, so that they can meet that need. 25,000 households are sitting there waiting for a home, and it's growing. 70% of our New Zealand rental market is now getting some form of government subsidy. So we really need to scale up the investment we put into these proven solutions.
So how does it work? Who are the people doing the giving on one hand, and what sums are they giving? And then we'll talk about how this becomes converted into a house for someone.
Yeah, absolutely. Really good question. So for us, what we saw was traditional types of philanthropy just weren't going to cut it here, because the reason things keep getting worse is that house prices keep going up. And for 30 years, actually, you know, house price inflation, rental inflation goes up at a higher rate than our wages. So more and more people are squeezed out. And with that cost of each house going up, you can't really use grants and philanthropy to do this, because this is something which will require tens of billions of dollars to fix. So what we wanted to do was find a way where we could bring in the philanthropy and trusts around the country, but also connect them with fund managers. And for that, there needs to be a return. So that's where impact investing comes in, where you are seeking a market return on the money you invest, but you're also through that doing something positive. So what we've done is create a structure where, as you say, someone like the Salvation Army, where last year they set out to construct another 180 new homes that were all affordable, and they needed $40 million of finance. So we operate in the middle. We make sure that the loan stacks up and that it's at a proper commercial rate. We then act at a lower margin in the middle. So we're cutting out a bit of the greed in the finance sector. So we run at about a quarter of the margin that the banks around the country operate on. And that allows us to lower the cost of finance for the community housing provider, but it also allows us to pass on the benefit to the investors too. So we're really trying to create a win-win. So if you're in one of these KiwiSaver funds, you're obviously wanting your retirement funds to grow. But why wouldn't we do that and invest into things like housing and environmental projects within Aotearoa? You know, to us, it's just a no-brainer, but it's something we haven't been doing, sadly, as a country.
So can, just to be clear, can people make more modest contributions through the process of these, through this process?
They absolutely can. We haven't done that yet, though, which I think is really exciting. So what we've been able to do, as I said, by us lowering our margin, actually they're getting a similar return. So investors are buying a bond. So most of us who are in KiwiSaver, there's what's called that fixed interest component in your portfolio, and that's normally term deposits or bonds. What we're saying is, why don't we swap out some of the ones that might be going overseas to help a company that has nothing to do with our country, And if we can replace that with something here that pays the same amount, and it just happens to be then being used to construct new affordable housing throughout the country and at a lower rate for the borrower, you know, we're working with community housing providers. So, you know, there's an extraordinary group up and down the whole country. So, you know, whether it's Queenstown's Lake Community Housing Trust, you can guess where that is. You know, Otatahi Community Housing Trust in Canterbury, Emerge Aotearoa, which operate nationwide, you know, household names that have been housing people for decades. They just need to actually be able to get the finance to build these houses. They've got the capacity.
So at the moment, it's at wholesale investor level. It's at that higher
level.
And also these bonds are issued for specific projects as well. Is it going so well that you don't feel the need to adapt the model at the moment? It's actually doing exactly what you hoped it would do.
Really good question. I think, you know, all organisations, you have to be continually improving, and things are getting worse in the housing market, so we want to step up. The big thing for us is learning how to scale this to the maximum. So, as you said, wholesale investors, so that means, you know, most of us can't directly invest in this, and that allows us to operate on that lower margin. But I think the nice thing we're seeing throughout Aotearoa is a lot of us are becoming aware that, you know, money is not neutral, and that we actually get to vote with our money, however much we have, for the type of world we want. And there's some extraordinary organisations like Mindful Money where you can go online and see, hey, if I've got my own KiwiSaver fund, where do they invest it? And so that's where you get to see negative screening. So what are the things I wouldn't want my money supporting? And that might be armament. But also increasingly, where would I want my money to go and still get that return? So, you know, we've seen great leadership from the likes of Simplicity, Generate, KiwiSaver, and Pathfinder. So those were the first three KiwiSaver funds that came in. And I think actually a lot of people have actually seen that they've stepped up. They're doing this to get returns and help communities. And that's where, you know, you're seeing growth in membership.
So if you've hit
$100 million
$100 million already, and if this is being proven as an investment as far as some of the KiwiSaver providers are going, what are the ambitions? What do you think you could grow it to?
Absolutely. Well, we'd like to next step get to $1 billion. And to put that in perspective, with the people we partner with, we can build at a lower price. And we don't want that to be at the expense of quality, because these are long-term homes. We've got to think of the environmental impact, and we want them to be cheaper for the tenants to live in. But on the same token, houses are still so expensive. So if you think of about $1 billion, that probably means that about 7% of the housing register could get a home. So it's pretty sobering when you see just how much as a country we have to invest. Government's really stepped up, and we've never been building more public houses than we are now, but we simply are not doing enough to meet this need. I mean, we've literally had 30 years where we let this just spread like a wildfire throughout the country, and at the same time, successive governments stopped building these public houses. And so ultimately at this point, if we don't measure our response, if we don't rise to this into the tune of billions, we're just going to see this waiting list grow and more and more and more far now throughout the country not have a home.
James, did the charities continue some kind of an ongoing service to tenants as well?
Yeah, really good question. And that's really the heart of this, why we love backing them. So number one, it's creating something that's warm and dry. Number two, it's affordable. And so that's the access, that's the hardware. The next side of it is the wraparound support that community housing providers just really specialize in. As far as the number of residents to a manager, it's much lower. You know, they actually know who is in these homes. The likes of Salvation Army, they have community lounges in each of their sites, so there's places so that you're combating the risk of social isolation. There's social workers, there's mental health support, if necessary, addiction clinics, but also looking at financial literacy. Because again, something as a country we haven't been very good at really teaching our children with, giving people the tools like how to do a budget and how to make the money you do have go further. You know, these are essential building blocks for setting up people to have the best life they can. And
it's
they
well
all
earned
offer
award.
These amazing services.
A well-earned award, clearly.
Thank you.
Very fast growth, too, in 2 years. It's exciting. All the best. James Palmer of Community Finance, which won the Sustainable Business Award last night. If you want to learn more about what they're doing, there's a link on our website, as there often is, rnz.co.nz/9tomoon.